The plan is to empty Mike's chattels into my car by lunchtime, have a bite to eat, Jenna's at work, but she may join us, and be back in North London for school turning out time for Amy. No pressure then. I asked Mike to be ready. He assured me he didn't have much to move. It'll all fit in the car, no problem, he said. But Mike's never been ready. An image of his primary school teacher pixelates in my mind, arms folded so tight as to perform the duty of a wonder bra, shoulders hunched high enough to pop a blade, and a frown to match. Her words played out in my head. Now then, Michael, he's very clever, but so laid back as to be quite horizontal. To be honest with you, he frustrates me so much, I don't know what to do with him. I moved him to a prep school, less aggressive, but the same message. Don't worry, Mrs. Martin, some boys take a long time to get kick-started. My son didn't get started until he was 22. I discussed it with my mother, sadly no longer with us. Mike's a darling. He's one of life's dreamers, and the world needs its dreamers. He'll be fine. Don't worry, she said. Right, Mum. She always was besotted with Mike and his ethereal blue eyes. Notwithstanding certain glitches along the way, Mike now has a diploma in fine art and a degree in sound art and digital music. Possibly not the best springboard to a financially secure future. He left our then comfortable family home in Finchley 5 years ago when he was 18. Essentially, he was put out by his father, unable to deal with an artistic teenage son. Rather like one puts the dog out at night, except that Mike wasn't invited back in. I left soon after. Arriving at Hove, I squeeze my car into a space on Cambridge Road outside the flat. Mike buzzes me in. Climbing the stairs, I see his lithe body slouched against a half-open door. Only Calvin Klein boxers defend his modesty. He covers a yawn, removing his hand to reveal a heart-melting smile. We hug hello. Are you ready then, Mike?
Coffee, Mum?
He asks, pouring hot water into a cafetiere. I half nod, scanning the room for evidence of the imminent move. There's a pile of boxes stacked in one corner. Stepping closer, I see Jenna's neat labels depicting the contents of each box. Summer skirts, sandals, court shoes. Have you packed anything, Mike?
It won't take long, Mum.
He reads my concern.
I don't have much stuff.
My eyes focus on the clavinova, a full-size electronic piano on legs. I bought it for him when he was just 4 years old. He learned to play it before he could read or write. Do you have a screwdriver, Mike? He looks at me, face crumpled with incomprehension. The clavinova, we'll never get it into the car with its legs on.